Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. We're spending January and February 2022 in the Gospel of Mark. Going back into ancient history, Mark's Gospel was represented by a lion, the king of the beasts. And Mark represents Jesus as a victorious yet humble king coming to establish his kingdom. Join us for these daily devotional podcasts as we learn from the Lion of Judah. Now, on to today's podcast. Today we're in Mark chapter 7, verse 24 to 30, the healing of the Syrophoenician woman's daughter. Jesus has moved on from where he was previously. He's gone to Tyre, enters the house, doesn't want anybody to know, he wants to keep it a secret that he's there. But as soon as she hears about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an impure spirit came, fell at his feet. She was a Greek, born in Syrian Phoenicia, and begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. Jesus has this interesting interaction with her, where he says, well, the children need to eat all the they want first. It's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. And she says, well, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And of course, prefaces that with the word Lord, honoring him. Then he says, for such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter. A remote healing here. She goes home and finds her child lying on the bed, and the demon is gone. Jesus enters an unclean area and encounters an unclean woman whose daughter is unclean. Have we had this kind of circumstance already in the Gospels? In this Gospel, of course we have. But this time, he's doing that having just taught about impurity. And now how will he handle an actual case of, you could say, impurity? And what do we learn from this? Of course, a Jewish person would recognize that here Jesus is in the same geographical area as Elijah was in 1 Kings 17 when he fed the widow of Zarephath and her son and later raised the son to life. Both of these widows, we presume this woman is a widow in the Gospel and the widow in the time of Elijah, both of them received help from a God who loves orphans and widows. A God of the Israelites, yet a God not exclusively concerned about Israelites. So once again, we see the theme of insiders and outsiders. Here it's true that the woman is an outsider in some sense, but she's being brought inside and demonstrating the kind of faith an insider should have. So what might we say about this that's relevant for us? Well, we don't have time to get into all the reasoning that goes on between the woman and Jesus and why he might refer to her as a dog under the table. That's for another time. But what I think we can see here is that Jesus responds to a faithful humility. She gets down at his feet and begs, and then she discusses with her in a way that's very bold for a woman to do with someone who's Jewish and especially someone who has the presence of a rabbi. And yet, this humble reasoning is rewarded. This faith is rewarded. It's a bit as if she's saying to Jesus, you don't have to interrupt your mission to the Jews to deal with me. I won't disturb you here under the table. What humility. She didn't argue her position, whether she should be under the table or not, but she pleaded for what she needed to somebody she believed and trusted not only could help her, but might want to. She hoped he wanted to. She approached him with an expectation that this was possible. Such boldness is so impressive, but it also demonstrates the very real barrier that divided Jew and Gentile at that time. We are so lucky that no such barrier exists. No longer is there anything standing between us and God since Jesus has come. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. He himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. And as a result, we can approach him as it says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, with confidence. Let us then approach with confidence and draw near to that throne of grace to receive mercy. You can do that today. Thank you for being with us today. If you'd like to find out more about our congregation, have a look at the website, themesvalley.church. Until the next time, God bless, and remember to listen to the lion.